Welcome students, we will get into the chapter 2. What we will be talking in this chapter 2 is the material cycle. We touched upon the subject in chapter 1 little bit. Let us get into the depth of the material cycle in chapter 2. We talked about material cycle is nothing but of the origin to end consumption. How it is defined? From the vendor till the consumption point, the material moves into various stages. It's starting from raw material stage, work in process, finished goods, packaged, then it is moving to warehouse, from there again distribution points, and finally it reaches the consumer. This is called the total material cycle activity, and how it is managed effectively, and what are the components related to the material cycle. Let us go one by one. The materials managers normally regulate this activity. It is starting from a vendor till it reaches to various stages to final. How it is being done? There are many activities related to material cycling. One is there may be a demand, based on the demand changes, based on the actual or predicted prices of materials, supplier performance, something is related to quality, which all determines how this is effectively managed. The decisions of information from other departments within the company and vendors and other sources, including news, which makes to decide how the materials flow or material cycling activities defined. Most of the material management consists of learning by how much to get. We talked about that in earlier stages too. How much to get is very optimal. It means how much we should get to produce the next demand, to fulfill the next demand, so as the supplies are managed appropriately. And second is when to get. When to get is nothing but of based on scheduling, how our capital is deployed, how our people are deployed, how our machineries are deployed, how our final requirements are to be managed. From whom to get? This is where the final decision coming from purchase manager or materials manager to ensure what product from where to get and how to get, and the previous through elements are covered. It looks very complex because it detailed work involved. Is it really complex? If it is complex, how do we simplify that? What is the materials manager to do to see that it, though it is complex, and still it is managed effectively and efficiently? Also to note, there is a tremendous impact on materials management decision on a company's success or failure. It means fulfilling each and every demand coming through marketing or sales department is fulfilled to it 100%. That makes success of the company's revenue management. Let us get into stages of material cycle. First is the design stage, where the material is procured based on the design or the engineering models. Second is the sourcing stage. What is sourcing stage? To define to whom we from purchase, who should be the vendor, from where to buy and how to buy. It is all exactly decided at the sourcing stage. Third is planning production. What is planning production? Once your demand is known, then we have to ensure what we should produce and when to produce and how to produce. So as there are many activities related to production planning, which starts from how to use our workstations, how to deploy our manpower, how to ensure optimally all our resources are used to produce an output. Fourth is ordering process. When the scheduling is done, we have to ensure the product requirements are fulfilled with those inputs which are to be procured from a vendor or a supplier or service provider. So what are the processes involved in that? How do we manage? What are the components involved in these activities? Then you look at the receiving process. When the product is arrived at your gate, what you do? How do you manage? What are the steps involved to ensure the products are as per our specifications and it is quality certified? Then you look at inventory control. Inventory control is a very big subject itself, but two basic components of inventory control. Inventories are nothing but of managing our requirements and also certain level of fluctuations in demand and as well as supply. So to ensure we optimally manage our inventory, so there is no downtime of production as well as there is no loss of sale. So the inventory control is involved for raw material, inputs, services as well as the output, which are finished goods and all other services which is provided by the company. And the seventh element is managing indirect materials, which we talked about, lot of consumables, lot of activities which are supporting the production activity, which also to be supported by other means and ways of some inputs which are managed through this process. Let us go into stage one. We are talking about the design stage. What is design is all about? There is a product which is the company is planned to offer to the demand based on marketing's research and plan so as to generate the necessary revenue through the form of sales. To produce such products, we have to have a design of that product so as the product components which are also to be defined based on what we need as an output. So what are the stages involved in that? The first step is we have to define which are the standard components. Many of the components which we use in our production may be very standard, which doesn't have any specific brand related, which are more standard components. Similarly, we talked about supplier development. So we have to, based on our design requirement, the know-how of supplier and vendor to whom which we have to go with procuring those material is all supplier development. Looking at that, guiding design decision. The materials manager's job is also to help to internal engineering department to help, to provide help for making the right decisions on design. Then we are talking about introducing new material. There are possibility, as per the design, we may be introducing some new components or elements, how it is being defined, how it is managed, how it is procured. And then we are talking about minor changes. Once the prototype is ready, then there are some tweaking, adjustment, modification, changes required for input as well as the output. That is what is called minor changes which are happening through the process. Prime responsibility of design rests with the engineering department. Though the influencing factor from purchase department is not to be considered less, it is also a very vital role because engineering department's inputs are being validated with the vendors and supplier who is capable of producing that kind of inputs for our final product. The interaction between these suppliers and vendors is done by the purchase or materials manager who plays a very vital role to ensure the components are as per our design, so the final products are as per our commitment to the customers. Suppliers make enormous contribution to every company design efforts. What does it mean? Every supplier comes with their own engineering knowledge and capability to bring in or provide you the required designing inputs to avoid some internal work by our company engineering functions. Suppliers come with lot of this kind of experience with various industry they are associated with. They are suppliers of many other companies with similar inputs, which makes them with a knowledge of what type of components, how it can be done more efficiently as well as cost effectively. So the supplier influence is very high in part of design efforts. It means if there is a supplier involved, there is naturally a procurement or purchase manager's role is very critical on this activity. The purchasing department is the company's prime contact with the supplier sources. That is what I was explaining in the previous line as well. The contact of all the vendors and suppliers within the company as well as outside is the purchase manager. He is the main contact or important person in the organization to engage, converse, negotiate, discuss, finalize, and ensure the supplies are happening from the respective vendors or suppliers. He is also a catalyst in bringing suppliers know-how to bear on the company's technical problems, which we discussed about a point before, what type of know-how and knowledge a vendor can bring in. It is necessary a purchase manager to ensure to get such a vendor or supplier to add value to the company's proposition in designing as well as technical requirements. And also, if company faces certain kind of technical problems, the vendors or the suppliers can help to overcome such shortcomings to establish our final product or as per our design. Usually, the first step in creating a product whose appearance is important is to make sketches of various styles. It means before going to a final product, there are engineering designs as well as certain inputs which are critical to make our final product, so as the components are also defined in such a way, so as it is the right product for our final finished goods. The final style selected would offer the maximum sales appeal for the lowest possible cost. We talked about when a customer look at a product, the look and feel is the first attraction, and then the features and the offering with the product. So naturally, the style of a product is very critical, for which there is a large and lot of influence from our purchase team to give their views, because they are associated with various vendors, those who are also associated with similar type of industry or companies, those producing those product. It means as competitors format. To evaluate relative cost specification for material dimensions and processes have to be determined. What is important in procurement activity is we have to evaluate many components before getting into the final component to be brought in as per specification given by engineering department. And very crucial activity related to this is the dimensions, the specifications of those materials, the component activities which is critical to define the final product. Experienced purchase executives can estimate relative cost with accuracy. If the purchase manager is interacting with the market as well as networking with his own associate across companies and functions, help him to determine what level of cost he can save or reduction of the input cost with absolute accuracy to ensure he get the optimal price inputs to produce our final products. Once the style is agreed upon, purchasing specialists should work closely with engineers. If the style is decided, then purchase specialists should work with internal engineers as well as the vendors engineers to design the final inputs so as it is meeting our specifications. If a standard component can be used in a product, it costs less. What is called standard products? For an example, an assembly line, a nut and bolt is more standard. It is available off the shelf, and these products doesn't require any new designing. It can meet the current requirement of our engineering design, so this component can be procured as it is because these are all available as a standard component in the market. It doesn't also require any specialist skills, so as these are all more determined based on specific or standard applications across industry. purchasing department should play a strong role in choosing a supplier needed as engineering works or new product development. We spoke about this little bit in the previous slide. If a vendor is well versed with market situations, he knows all the designing, he also have an engineering department which works for product development, so as he can bring in lot of the know-how and knowledge which required to build a product in an organization. Engineers may have difficulty in choosing from a number of acceptable designs and specifications. Why so? Because there can be certain standard available in the market. Certain things are done based on the specific design guide. What is the purchasing specialist can do is to help them to decide what components and from where they can buy based on the design, because they have the authority on the relative cost and as well as the service availability of the vendors and supplier. So they have influence in deciding what type of the design can be accepted from the vendors, so it can be easily integrated in our production planning. Going further, the purchase specialist can help engineers by introducing them to suppliers who are promoting new ideas. We talked about it. What is new ideas? While we are designing a product, there can be some new technology, new product requirement, new form of approach to produce the product, which a supplier can bring in, so as the new ideas can be promoted internally to optimize our cost of producing the final product. The purchase specialist might suggest to the engineers to use new materials such as various forms currently available, fiberglass, nylons, sintered material, similar type of components elsewhere is used in this industry. Looking further, when you look at the vendors or suppliers maybe using a different type of machineries as well as technology to produce an output, in that process there can be a minor modification or changes required to adopt for design for their equipment and processes. Purchasing specialists can coordinate such charges with company engineers department. They can bring in that kind of inputs to our engineering department, and then that can help to modify those components or adopt the component as it is with minor modification from the vendors. This is very critical role of a purchase manager, where he can influence and help our internal engineering department to reduce the cost and as well as get the optimal inputs for our products. Let us move on the sourcing stage. Once designing is done, then the next activity is how to get the product into our system. So this is called a sourcing stage. What is sourcing is all about? It is a matter of determining the stage of fabrication at which a component or material will be purchased. Going further in detail, if there are stages of fabrication or processes involved in a component, the material manager can determine the stage of fabrication on which a component or material can be purchased. So as you know, we can optimize the cost again there. A company may buy basic raw materials and perform all manufacturing and assembly operation in its own factories. Some of the company prefers to do even some of the components within the manufacturing sites. It is called work in process, so they create their own component as an input and then again it is added into a final output. All the other extreme, it may concentrate its efforts on and merchandising its product, relying on outside suppliers to produce them completely. It means there are trend today to outsource the entire activity after the design stage to get the final product itself as an intermediary from a third party operation, and that product can be completely made ready to our distributor or our end customers. Most of the company prefer to do the middle course. It is neither all the components are procured directly from the vendors, or some of the components are manufactured within the organization which needs certain secrecy in the technology, or we go totally outside again, giving all our knowledge to a third party who can be a competitor in circumstances. To avoid that, most companies use the hybrid of these two methodology to ensure getting the right procuring process. There are times materials manager plays a vital role to decide whether to make the component or buy the component. How he decides is based on the cost of getting a component from supplier or manufacturing is cheaper. He decides whichever is cheaper so as he can influence whether to produce the component or procure the component. So he is a very, very important role in optimizing the inventory as well as making a right product purchase at a right price at a right time. Once the decisions are made as to which products and components will be manufactured on which will be purchased, definite commitments can be made for needed facilities and equipments. See, when the production scheduling is happening, very important activity is to provide those components as per the plan of production. So, in this decision making point, a purchase manager can influence whether the component is made in house or it is procured from outside, so as there can be a definite commitment to ensure our final products are happening as per scheduling. The third element is dealing with contractors. Contracts for machines and equipment will be joint responsibility of materials manager and chief plant or process engineer. Why it is so? The vendors are always, or the vendors or the suppliers are always first in contact is our materials manager. But it is also important when the entire process of getting a material for a component for a production, it is natural that there is responsibility of the chief plant operator or plant manager and the process engineer who finally define the output of the product and as per the design requirement of the sales and marketing. Let us do planning production. It is also called scheduling of production. What is involved in production planning? All the production planning depends upon the forecast or demand planning inputs based on the market research, actual orders, and as well as some planning from our marketing department of introducing a new product, etc., etc. The planning process basic input is forecast plus demand planning process, so as they decide what to produce, when to produce. Where the materials managers are part of the group that translates sales forecast into master production plan, the materials manager activity is to see what is the demand, what is existing or available elsewhere in the inventory, so as net of what is need to be produced. This way, he helps to optimize the inventory and produce what is required to avoid obsolescence or products which are already available. The process of translating a sales forecast into detailed planning of breaking into parts of or components of a final product is called MRP. MRP is nothing but a material requirement plan for which the basic input is production scheduling. That is what we plan to produce, what at that particular period the production scheduling is happening. Based on that, what is the total material requirement, and the material requirement plan is again further broke down into various scheduling activity for assembly line or production line. If you are looking at production scheduling, we have to start planning the component requirements or raw material requirements well in advance. Some of the components are available immediately, some of the components are available a week at a time, some of the components are available month ahead. So what we have to do is to start planning the requirements of materials based on our forecast as well as demand planning inputs way in advance. This helps to determine what inputs are to be procured or manufactured at a given time so as to avoid any obsolescence in the system. Also, there is a challenge in that there is a demand variability or demand fluctuations or supply fluctuation which makes the inputs or inputs are not available as per plan. What are these challenges? How it is managed? There are possibility a vendor's site can go unproductive or no production happening due to various reasons and there is shortage of raw material. The materials management and on the manager is to ensure the buffers are available adequately for a period, also to get a substitute or alternative supplier or vendor to get those materials into system to avoid any production losses or sale losses. Materials managers must cope with the unforeseen problem. These are all the problems which we spoke about a minute ago, is all to be unpredictable. But some of the product problems can be predictable, like shortages in the market is known to you by listening or hearing the news. Definitely there can be a possibility of the buffers can be adequately built in the system to avoid losses of production, so the loss of sale.